Hello? John, it's your dear sister. Open up. Are you guys still awake?
I need to talk to your friend about something. Huh. You guys are asleep already? At 4:20 a.m.? That's odd. Hey, sweetie. Knocked out dead. I guess I'll wait until morning. Since I'm too lazy to walk back to my room, how about I just use you as my bed? You're a lot more comfortable than I thought. So soft. You look so peaceful when you're asleep. Makes me miss the innocent yet lustful look you'd give me all the time. Oh, but you're so cute. Wow, your eyelashes are so long. I'm envious. Your eyelids are fluttering. Mommy Ian? Oh, you're calling out to me in your sleep? Oops, looks like you're starting to wake up. Hello, Sleeping Beauty. Don't be too loud. My brother is next to us sleeping. You don't want to wake him up, do you? Yeah, that's what I thought. What? Am I heavy? I'm merely fulfilling one of your fantasies. Oh, don't act dumb. You've always dreamt of moments like these. Having a woman on top of you, dominating you. I wasn't going to confront you about this, but I'm afraid it's gotten far enough. I found your diary on my desk. Can you explain what it was doing in my room? Well, it was open. And I'm sure we can both agree that looking through another person's diary is a breach of privacy. But am I breaching your privacy if the words "Pin me down, Mommy Ian" is capitalized and written across both pages? I could probably stand at the very top of Mauna Kea and still see the page. Someone's embarrassed. Don't worry, sweetie. I'm not weirded out by it. If I was, I wouldn't be here, laying on top of you, would I? Not only that, but I've heard you sleep talk a few times. Just before you wake up, I heard you call for me. Mommy Ian. The way way those words left your mouth. I've been looking forward to hearing it. My brother has told you about my past boyfriends, right? I've always been the dominant one in relationships. I prefer to have a nurturing role, taking care of my partner, pampering them, giving them all my love as they melt in my arms. My brother probably told you about my love life to weird you out, but it turns out you want to be my good boy, don't you? You want mommy to be your big spoon, cuddling you in bed, pinning you down, taking the lead, drowning you in mommy's kisses. You'd like that, right? Oh, don't be so shy. I want to hear you say you want it. Otherwise, I won't know what you want. There's no way we can turn back now. I've pretty much exposed your desires, and I want to fulfill them. I do like you. I really do. Ever since my brother brought you home last year, I've been getting home early from work just to see you. And you look forward to seeing me every time, right? I could feel your intense staring every time I enter the room. And yet, when I look at you, you look away shyly. Does making eye contact with mommy make you nervous? Yeah, it does. Well, you're doing a good job right now. You haven't looked away once. And you looked away. Someone's a little too conscious. What I like about you? Well, every time I see you, you make me smile. It's been a while since someone has made me genuinely smile just by looking at them. I also like how passionate you are when talking about your hyperfixations. Your eyes brighten, your gestures are very expressive, and you're having a lot of fun sharing information to others without judgment. Every time I see you explain your interest to my brother, I can't help but to stop whatever I'm doing and watch you. I hope that doesn't come off as creepy. I've merely been a close, yet distant admirer. Oh, and I really like that you're shorter than me. I mean, you're not that much shorter, but I've always had taller boyfriends. This makes our dynamic a little more obvious to the public. Nothing. Ah, you're so cute. You're really cute. I never thought I'd be so up close to your face like this. I can just stare at you all day. My adorable good boy. My good, good boy. Yeah, you like it when mommy calls you her good boy? Yeah, you're mommy's good boy. My precious, handsome boy. Looking you up close like this, I really want to kiss you. Can I? Can I kiss you? Yeah? Well, you've got to be quiet, though. If my brother wakes up while we're kissing, I think he wouldn't invite you over again. Or complain about cooties, like the little man baby he is. Close your eyes for me. I know you're feeling good from mommy's kisses, but you're a little too loud. You're so cute. Good boy. Good boy, good boy. Yeah, mommy's feeling good. Are you? I'm happy to hear that. I'm sorry to break it short, but I've got to go to work soon. Don't you know? I own a bakery. I've got to prepare the morning pastries for the early breakfast birdies. Mwah. I'll drop by during lunch to give you some, okay? And tell John he isn't allowed to have any. Speaking of which, he is a heavy sleeper. Even if he screamed, he wouldn't wake up. You didn't have to be so quiet, but I enjoyed seeing you try so hard to not wake him up. I'll see you tomorrow, my good boy.